At least 25 people have been killed in a huge fire that broke out on Saturday at a packaging factory in Bangladesh. A further 70 people are reported to have been injured in the blaze in an industrial complex in Tongi, north of the capital Dhaka. I asked our South Asia editor what happened.
It was early morning, so a night shift was just ending. Workers were arriving for the day shift, and apparently there was a tremendous explosion, a blast which was, it seems, was a boiler exploding. That caused a fire. It spread throughout this four-storey building very rapidly, with many workers, it seems, trapped inside. The BBC sent this report from the scene of the fire.
More than 100 factory workers are inside when the explosion took place. It was such a powerful explosion, and some local people thought it was the vibrating was so powerful that they thought it was a powerful earthquake. Many people are believed to be still trapped inside. Some 100 firefighters have joined to rescue the operation, and police also said after 6 hours they have somehow successfully managed to control the fire. It will take hours to tackle the whole situation.
What's the situation now?
Well, one of the difficulties for the emergency services in trying to put out the blaze is that this was a packaging factory, a lot of plastic material, a lot of flammable material, and apparently chemicals being stored there as well. So they've been fighting this blaze all day. It seems to reignite, and it's expected it's going to take much of the night as well to try and deal with this. And until they are on top of the blaze, it's hard for them to clear the area and make sure that people who are currently unaccounted for are safe. Part of the building has already collapsed, and it's feared that the other part may also collapse.
More generally, the safety record of factories in Bangladesh is pretty poor, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's been discussed that this is the worst loss of life. There have been changes. Partly, I think, it's because there's been a huge international response of people putting pressure on international companies, particularly in the garment sector, saying you have to take more responsibility for the way things are produced in Bangladesh. There's also been pressure to make sure that there are codes of conduct and that there's better inspection. And also, the law has come into play in a way that many people didn't expect it to. Just a year ago, we saw more than 40 officials and now are on trial and they face charges of murder, which people didn't think they would. So a sense it's being taken more seriously. There's clearly still a lot more to be done.